question. Whenever I try to study scriptures, I find my mind distracted by many different thoughts about various things that have to be done, and I find it difficult to concentrate on what I am reading. What can I do to improve my concentration while studying scriptures? Answer: we need to make our reading more active to increase our concentration at the sadhaka level. In a broad, generic sense, the purpose of knowledge is envisioned differently depending on the modes in which we are situated. At the transcendental, pure devotional level, at the mode level of pure goodness, we are interested primarily in love of Krishna, and we seek knowledge for the sake of love. At the level of goodness, we seek knowledge for the sake of truth, wisdom, understanding, learning. At the level of passion, we primarily seek knowledge for action, for control, for bringing about change. So much of scientific knowledge, especially technological knowledge, is in the mode of passion, because it is explicitly with the objective of trying to control material nature. And in mode of ignorance, we seek information or knowledge that just perpetuates our illusion. It's like people are often mindlessly curious, seeking to know what is there on this channel and that channel. So it is a passive reception of unprocessed information. So in the mode of ignorance, we definitely cannot study scripture. In the mode of passion, we feel scripture study useful to the extent that it helps us to get some things done. That's why if we have a class and before that we have to study scriptures, we are able to study very attentively, because we are doing something with that study. We are going to speak a class on it. So that is one way to motivate ourselves to study, to increase our concentration in studies, to always plan that whatever we study, we will eventually be speaking. Along with that, we can also make our reading active in various other ways. The simplest could be that we could underline or highlight important points in what we are writing. Or we could even mark some headlines in the books which we are writing on. Different devotees have different opinions about whether to mark on scriptures or not. Some devotees feel that the books are like deities and so they should not be marked on. Others feel that the markings are like decorations on the deities and they are perfectly okay. In fact, they beautify, just as the decorations beautify, increase to our vision the beauty of the deity. Similarly, the markings in the books, they increase to our understanding the accessibility of the knowledge that is there. So apart from that, we could reword what we have written, what we have read in the scriptures. That means we could select the most striking theme that is given, that we find in a particular section of reading, and try to put it in our own words. That itself will force us to make our reading active. So if we are planning to read for say 1 hour, we plan in advance the last 10 minutes I'll be writing something down based on what I have read. So rewording means that we select a theme from the scriptures, from what we have read in the scriptures, and then phrase it in our own words. This forces us to think, and this act of writing deepens our understanding also. Similarly, we could comment. Comment does not mean in a negative sense, pass comments about someone, but comment means write our own responses. Where if Srila Prabhupada is making a particularly strong statement, we can write this very, we can highlight this is assertive. Elsewhere we can say, what does this mean? We can say, this is a very striking statement, something like that, where we write down words. So essentially, when we make our reading more active, then that helps us a lot in increasing our absorption. Another way to make our reading active could be to discuss. We plan that every day I read something, and whatever I read, I'll discuss with somebody else. Another way could be compile. So whatever we are reading, if we make our own sections of, these are the, our own sort of computer files or physical files or at least mental files, where we compile information about specific topics. So if we read some, we are reading something on three modes, and we know already there's a 14th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita which talks about the three modes. There's a chapter in the 11th canto of the Bhagavad Gita which talks about the three modes. Then whatever we read, we just file it. Of course, it has to be substantial enough to be filed that way. If it's just one purport, then noting down the number of the purport may not be so helpful. But if there is a section on a particular theme, then surely it will be additional valuable reference for us in the future when we want to study and prepare on a subject systematically. So over a period of time, as our connection with Krishna increases more and more, then we will start relishing the study of scripture out of a sense of devotion. But right now, we often focus on doing practical action in service to Krishna, and that's why scripture seems to be not so interesting. But even if we are in passion, we cannot artificially suddenly jump to goodness, nor can we use our current state of passion to justify not studying scriptures. So the way to bring about an intersection between the goodness activity of scriptural study and the passionate state of our consciousness is to find out the way that works best for us to make our reading active. So I gave a few alternatives, but each devotee can think among these alternatives and beyond these alternatives to find out how we can make our reading active. And that way, we can increase our absorption while studying scriptures. Thank you.